Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I know that look in your eye.
What looks that then?
That you've done some knobbish things and you've lined them up and you've kept me out of this room at least three times in the build-up to this show. So 4 years, 5 years of doing this with you lot.
We said we're not going to do that this year.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to do that this year.
But you've probably got something lined up for me to hear, so that's fine.
You know, if I was to...
What have you got?
Well, no, this is the...
It's actually my favourite Christmas song.
It was Christmas Eve,
babe. It's a bit less jolly than our Christmas introduction music from last year, and it is missing a certain thing, isn't it, Ryan?
It's missing words.
It's missing the beautiful tones of Matt Whitehouse, because we know he loves singing us. We'll discover a little bit later on this here Christmas special, because I would like to celebrate a bit of Matt's, which is amazing, actually, joking aside, your karaoke challenge that you've been doing and making everyone's ears bleed, especially earlier on in the summer, haven't you? But oh, I like you. See, he's not biting, is he, Ryan?
No.
He's not biting. We're definitely not going to be able to make him sing the Pogues.
Hank?
No. Oh, hang on, no, he did it in the office, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
Oh, hang on, I've got it here.
You're a scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your ass. I thank God it's at last.
Do you remember that?
No,
I absolutely don't.
We had about three phones sat around the office recording that.
Yeah.
You're a scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your ass. I thank God it's at last.
I mean, it's just unfortunate that we haven't got the music underneath. Oh, hang on.
Oh, now we're talking.
Happy Christmas, everyone!
It is my favourite Christmas song.
You're a scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your ass. I thank God it's our last.
It's almost like he was made for it.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Hey! Thank you very much. Happy Christmas. Goodbye, everyone.
Well done, Matt.
Welcome to the Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Still Parents Podcast Christmas Special 2025.
Ring-ding-a-ling.
Ho, ho, ho.
How are we?
I'm very well, thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If you've never listened before, all the links are our previous Christmas episodes. I think it's our fourth one. They're in the description for this. If you want, go back and have a listen to those, and then you can come back and get involved with this one, because we do this every year, and it's a little bit of a lighter episode where we just kind of like...
Take the piss out of each other.
Yeah, kind of. You know, well, I was going to say show some love.
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Before we carry on, just a couple of words from some of our Still Parents Podcast ambassadors. Here we go.
Hi, listeners of a Still Parents Podcast. Will Ellis here, proud ambassador of the show. Wishing you all a very, very happy Christmas for 2025. Look after each other, and 2026 hopefully will be everything we want it to be. Lots of love.
Former EastEnders bad boy, William Ellis, who's now a crazy swimmer, embarking on all sorts of challenges, like swimming around the world in an hour and stuff like that. And also, thankfully, and thank you very much, Matt McConnell, who's listening, and one of our ambassadors from In That There Down, Australia. And he managed to do this without
mentioning the cricket,
referencing the Ashes. Yeah, thank you.
It's Matt McConnell here, your Australian podvocate, wishing you a Merry Christmas, a happy festive season. Remember, if you are battling, like many of us do this time of the year, reach out. Take care.
Thing is, as an Australian, it's pointless. It's not even taking the piss with the cricket now, is it?
Now, on the last couple of Christmas specials that we've done, we've delved into some of the, I guess you call them outtakes, and they've been quite funny. Some of our highlights over the last few years, as I'm sure if you're a regular listener, you know by now, was Matt's math skills when he told us that 3 hours wasn't even a whole day. And last year's favourite, when he suggested that there was more than one letter R in the alphabet. Now, Matt, there are no clips like that this year, because I don't want to crowbar them in and just go looking around for one. You know, this year, you've been a wealth of experience and absolute knowledge. But it's been an amazing year. We haven't talked about it too much, but we can't do this show and not talk about an award that we got this year. To be serious for a moment, because it has been a very busy year. We had the British Podcast Awards, which we went down, spent a night in London. Myself and Matt were wandering around trying to find a Burger King at like 4 a.m. Ryan got taken home by Amy after he was threatening to knock out Lady Gaga fans outside the O2, because our venue for the British Podcast Awards was next to the massive Lady Gaga World Tour. Ryan, after a few drinks, was just walking past these very, quite elaborately dressed, let's say, Lady Gaga fans. Ryan, for no reasons, just walking past all these people going, "Oh my God." And so Amy went, "You're going home." We picked up a British Podcast Award, which is our first recognition in the parenting category, which obviously is a great feeling. We won't lie and say it doesn't feel good and say, "Oh, it's not about us." But what this helps us to do is further our reach towards the rest of the world, makes us easier to be discovered. Because as we say, this is a podcast that unfortunately we don't really want you to listen to. But if you do find yourselves here, then we are here for you whenever you need. And we've got so many episodes now that we've been able to categorize them into particular themes, whether it's termination for medical reasons, multiple miscarriages, whatever. You know, I'm trying not to be too cold in the way I'm listing them, but you will be able to find an episode which is related to you and to your loss.
It allows people to find help easier, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's a much better way of putting it. And you can do so by downloading our app if you don't have it yet, or following our socials, Still Parents Podcast.
One thing I will say, though, as well, is with the podcast awards, what you've failed to tell our listeners as well is, even though we won an award in the parenting category,
yeah,
we were also nominated in the specialist category, yeah, as well, yeah, which in itself was a massive achievement, yeah, just to be nominated around some of the, well, quite, yeah, frankly, massive podcasts that were in that category.
It was also interesting.
We're up against some juggernaut companies, weren't we?
We were. It's like also, the BBC.
Yeah, yeah. It's also interesting on the night how we all reacted, because I'm not taking the mic or anything.
Yeah, Dan took on Mr. Angry.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
did I get angry?
No, but I think...
I'm joking.
No, no. Yeah. I think it was just... Because obviously, like, me and Ryan were pretty much like, this is amazing. Like, and you knew it was amazing, but I think you obviously wanted gold, right? Of course, you know. And,
yeah.
And I think I can maybe see it from the point of view of obviously all the stuff that you do in the background, all the editing, all that kind of stuff. And but then you came round and you got your pillow and you enjoyed it, didn't you? So the fact that we got the award.
When Matt says pillow, I don't just walk around with my bed pillow. It was a cushion that every single nominee in each category had been made by the organisers of the event, which, yeah, is kind of cool, yeah. But yeah, it was fantastic, wasn't it? And that's, for us, it's a sign that we need to push on. We don't want to stop there.
No.
And we thank you, because we wouldn't be able to do this, as cheesy as it sounds, without the support and without the messages that we get from you letting us know that you're listening wherever it is in the world.
Do you know what I do like as well about the fact that we got bronze? Is there's then room to get higher awards. Once you get, exactly, the top award, where's the only place you can go from there?
Well, corruption or down.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's my point, yeah, is that let's not run before we can walk.
Yes, precisely.
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Right, I've got a game here, and because I want people to get involved in your karaoke running, Matt. So could you explain what it is, please?
So the karaoke runner basically came off the back of Cali's challenge in June. I was running back from a run one day and I was singing at the top of my voice with my headphones on and had completely forgotten that the music, that's another Matt moment, confused the fact that the music wasn't coming out and anyone could hear my voice. But then I thought, well, I'll do something on top of this. So I basically got people to choose a song, and then through June, I sang a song silent disco style throughout the whole of June. But then off the back of that, I was persuaded to start an Instagram page.
Yeah. I wouldn't say sang.
Yeah.
Screamed.
Yeah.
Obliterated songs.
So you, what's your Instagram? What's the Instagram channel?
The Karaoke Runner.
The Karaoke Runner, where you can suggest songs that Matt will perform whilst on his run. And one thing I will say about Matt, which is one of the beautiful and many things I love about this long-toed, lovely chap, is he just fully gets into it. And it doesn't care who's at the bus stop when he's charging past them singing Flying Without Wings by Westlife or whatever it was. But some of them, I listen to them and go, what bloody song's that then? I would like, and well, here's the introduction to the game. It's called...
I like to run, run, run because it's fun, fun, fun. I like to run, run, run because it's fun, fun. I like to run, run, run because it's fun, fun. I like to run, run. because it's fun, fun, fun. I like to run, 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 because it's fun.
Right, to put it into context, this is taken from his channel and without editing, it's still going.
I like to run. Hope you have a lovely day, everyone.
So welcome along to our little cheeky Christmas game called I Like to run, 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 because it's fun,
fun, fun.
I like to run, run,
run, run, because it's fun, fun, fun. Woo, woo. Right, these are the rules of the game. I'm going to play a little clip from one of your karaoke runs. You have got to be the first one to correctly identify which song it was. Matt, you really should be the favourite for this because you sang the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Winner gets this lovely packet of pigs in blankets.
Yes.
Okay, I love that. Yeah.
Loser, I've got loser's prize as well, actually, which could be a winner's. Could be a winner's prize if you like them, because we had them in the fridge and Lena ates them, but she asked me to buy them from Aldi. I don't know why.
Why?
Pickled dates.
Oh my God.
Let's pop them there.
Oh my God.
So, if you think you know the answer, shout your name and then the title of the song or the artist. I'll accept either.
Okay.
Here is clip number one. Ryan.
Oh, I forgot what.
Can't remember what the song's called. Yeah.
Five seconds otherwise, it's a draw, and we go on to the next one.
I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember the song.
I said a hey, hey. I can't remember who sings it.
Last Ketchup.
Last Ketchup.
The Ketchup song. All right, never mind. Okay, still 0-0. Going on to round number two of I Like to Run, 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 because it's fun, fun, fun.
Curses. Fly away. Matt.
Westlife, Fly With That Wings.
Correct. Matt gets a point. Number three. Here we go.
Matt Ryan.
Matt.
Time up,
yeah. Ryan,
go on.
Does it go out your head?
Walk 500 miles,
yes.
By the Proclaimers.
It's that bit at the end which I really like. Okay, 1-1. Next one, here we go.
Man, I feel Ryan. Like a woman.
Ryan.
Shania Twain, feel like a woman.
Shania Twain, yes. Ryan goes into a 2-1 lead. Are you ready? Here we go. Clip number five.
Hey, farmer.
And up with the arm.
Ali, keep on bomb down.
Informer.
What was that, Matt?
Ali, keep on bomb down.
Okay, so what's that? Is that 3-1 to Ryan?
3-1. Yeah.
All right, nearly at the end. Here we go.
Lightning metal,
hair. What?
Do that again.
Lightning metal, hair.
Oh, place God. Your hands.
Ryan.
Reef, yes.
I thought you were giving the answer, but I didn't say my name.
This is the last one.
Lena Best. Oh, Matt.
This is the one I didn't know think anyone would get.
Tenacious D.
Yes, well done. Yes, let's hear the clip anyway.
Lena Best. Young in the world, I'll eat your soul.
Not only can you hear them, you can see him, and it's the faces that he does while he's singing these songs, and the reactions of the people that he's running past. So I don't know. That was 2-all, I think.
Oh no,
so,
3-2.
I won 3-2.
There you go, Ryan. Pigs in blankets.
Thank you.
And Matt, you get the dates. And thank you very much for playing.
Thank you. Run, 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 because it's fun,
fun,
fun.
I like to run, run,
run, because it's fun, fun, fun. I like to run,
run, because it's fun, fun, fun. Thank you, Matthew.
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Shall we do Secret Santa?
Yeah, but can we all open at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't like people looking at me when I'm opening a present.
I noticed from last year, it's one of my favourite parts to listen back to last year's Christmas
special.
So
who got who?
I got Dan.
This year, we've all sort of, because there's only three of us, we've all scooted around one place each. So
I got Matt.
Yeah, Matt's giving to me, I'm giving to Ryan, Ryan's giving to Matt. Okay. Here we go.
There you go, Matt.
Okay.
Proper dickhead.
Right. Okay, please, for context, could you explain what's going on?
So Dan has brought me, which probably explains why he was late to the studio, a baguette. So he's brought me a baguette, and he's also brought me... Oh, he's brought me some socks. He brought me some socks with a dinosaur on it. that says, don't be a cuntosaurus. Thank you, Daniel.
There we go.
This is frightfully unfair, but brought... This is for my toilet habits here at the Lily May, which I think...
Legendary.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
And he's
melt the door.
He's brought me some toilet spray and some toxic gases reported in this toilet sign.
Yes. So yeah. Next time you... Every time you go for a number two, you have to put... It's like one of those...
You have to put it on the door.
It's like one of those floor is wet signs that you see in supermarkets. So stick that up outside and give those...
Thank you, Ryan. Pleasure.
Because it's only a small building and the ventilation's not great and it does get about.
I can't help the way my body produces...
No.
Right, okay, and when it goes, all right? Move on to your present. Thank you,
Ryan. Wow, he's said that before,
wow,
hasn't he?
Wow, he's proper angry.
Said that before. I've got a... 2 years in a row, I've got two hair-based products as a gift because I'm bald. So last year I got a bald body, which is a comb without any bristles on it. It looks like the world's smallest loofah. This year I've got a baseball cap with hair stitched to the top of it.
Yeah, that's better. Looks like you got sun visor on. That would actually quite... I'll tell you, I might have my hair that colour.
There you go.
That'd quite...
This,
that'd
hair, this is
you.
Your hair's colour.
Oh, no, thanks for that. Yeah, you prick.
I was going to get you Just For Men. But then I saw the socks and I laughed at those.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody.
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode... for Christmas Day.
Listen, on a serious note, thank you once again for all of your support that you continue to give us through the podcast, through our socials, through our app. And if whether you're someone who listens and gets in touch, or whether you've listened for a while but we've never spoke to you, we really appreciate you. And if I know that sounds cheesy as hell, but we really appreciate all the time and all the messages that we get. And if you ever would like to come on, maybe join us at one of our events, come on for the podcast, come on for an episode, or even just for a few minutes, then please get in touch with us. All the details in the description. Gentlemen, any words before we bid each other farewell for the year?
So I just want to wish you all a peaceful and happy Christmas, and just to say that I'm thinking of you all, even though I don't know who is listening to this, but I am thinking of you all and all of your babies as well, and sending you all my love and strength as you navigate what can be an extremely difficult time of the year. But just know that we're here for you today and every day.
Beautiful. Matthew?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, just...
He can't help it, can he? He has to put in something at the end just to balance it out.
Just do Christmas as you need to feel you do it. It's very... Just make sure it's peaceful for you guys. Make sure that there's no pressure on yourselves. Make sure no expectation on yourselves. Mm. Just do it the way you need to do. And as Ryan said, we're here in any capacity you need.
Thank you very much. It's our Still Parents Podcast Christmas special, which of course you can listen to. It doesn't have to be on Christmas Day. It can be whenever you want, whenever you just, because it's a shorter episode, 20 minutes or so, for whatever reason that you need it, whether you're just going out for a little walk, a little drive, or maybe even that very important special man time in the bathroom or on the throne, as they call it.
Yes. Important times.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, each and every one of you, and a brilliant new year. And we will be back in the first week of the new year. Take care, everyone, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Bye-bye. See you guys.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.